Ever wonder how to create a successful B2B podcast? You know, one that actually acquires and retains a substantial following? And once you have it, how do you keep it real time and relevant so it's always speaking to your audience? Podcast Pointers is where you'll get the ins and outs of creating a successful B2B podcast and a plethora of tools you need to help make it manageable. I'm Greg Myers, and as the host of the Leaders in Payments podcast and founder of Podcast 609, I've already navigated through all the what-ifs and if-thens of podcasting. My goal now is to share them with you so you can benefit from my experience. So let's get started.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode one of Podcast Pointers. My name is Megan Williams, and I'm the content strategist here at Podcast 609, as well as your host of Podcast Pointers. Today, I'm talking with Greg Myers about authenticity. So, Greg, why is authenticity such a priority in effective podcasting?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, it's part of the three keys that I always talk about when I talk about successful B2B podcasting: authenticity, consistency, and quality. So today, obviously, we're talking about authenticity, which to me means being genuine. Like, no one wants to listen to a podcast where the host or the guest or the people on the show are just bragging about their products or services. They want to learn and listen and understand, especially in the B2B world. I mean, consumer podcasts are much different, right? It's more entertaining. It may have a theme. They can also be educational, but I think more importantly, that authenticity is just so important, even like from a host perspective. I think the host needs to be themselves. They need to be genuine. They need to be able to express their emotions and talk the way they normally do and just be very authentic. And I think that authentic part of podcasting really helps build trust and loyalty. And as a host or as a guest on the show or in the show overall, just needs to have its own unique personality, and you have to embrace that. And I think from a business perspective, whether you're the host or the guest, you're representing your brand and your company and your product. And I think you need to do all of that in a very authentic way. So part of the reason that I think it's such an important key to successful B2B podcasting is making sure you are very authentic.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And so obviously the next question would be, how do you keep your podcast authentic?
It's really something that I've had to learn to do over time. When I first started this almost 4 years ago, when I started the Leaders in Payments podcast, you know, I listened to a podcast called How I Built This with Guy Raz, and I loved his style. He was a trained journalist, and I was like, okay, I want to be like Guy. And then I soon realized after a few episodes, like, I can't be Guy, I have to be myself. You know, I have to bring my authentic self to every single episode. And I think one of the keys to that is to find a topic or a theme or even just what the podcast is about is something that you have a passion for or you have genuine knowledge of. And I think bringing that kind of passion and that knowledge will really help bring out that in the guest and then overall authenticity to the entire show. I mean, for example, I've been in payments for 20 years, B2B marketing my entire career. Obviously, I have a passion for both. So creating this podcast kind of married the two together. So I feel like that passion that I bring to every episode helps with that authenticity. And maybe passion is too strong of a word. Maybe it is just knowledge. Maybe it's knowledge of the topic or knowledge of the theme, but you have to have that baseline where you're really connecting the audience and making the audience feel that connection that you have, not just with the guest, but with the subject matter as well. So I think that is incredibly important. And I think that's just about the host. And I think when you think about authenticity, you got to think about the entire show, the intro, the outro, everything in between has to have that authentic feel, bring that connection, make sure your audience is connected with the subject matter, which again, the subject matter is the podcast. So I think all of those things together is how over time I've learned to have my podcast be much more authentic.
Okay. Well, thank you, Greg. Thanks for sharing your perspective on authenticity. Please join us on our next Podcast Pointer episode where we'll be discussing consistency.
Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you found the information helpful. I look forward to seeing you here back again for our next episode. And as always, feel free to check out our website for more information. The team here at Podcast 609 is always here to address and support any of your podcasting needs, and we can be found at podcast609.com. And until the next episode.